The Ballad of John Harrison.
Oh, who can solve this problem? Sigh the Lords of Admiralty. How can we know our longitude when far away at sea? So many ships have foundered, so many sailors lost, so many cargoes brought to us at such a dreadful cost.
A reckoning of latitude can easily be made, but working out the longitude is a tricky task indeed. The lunar men thought they knew best, that the moon and stars could give the answer to the problem so that mariners might live. The act that promised money, a most substantial sum, some £20,000, was eyed by everyone. Now up in Barrow-on-Humber, when the Harrisons heard the news, it caused some careful thinking, a challenge they couldn't refuse. John Harrison was a self-taught man, but self-taught very well. He understood mathematics, he knew how to tune a bell. He'd learned the trade of carpenter, and he worked with metal as well. His expertise in precision work, there were few that could excel. His clocks, they kept better time than the ones in London town, for he had learned some secrets that are now of world renown. The special gridiron pendulum that kept the time tip-top, and rewinding mechanisms so the clock would never stop. And to avoid the problems of all those lubricating toils, he discovered lignum vitae that provided its own oils. The biometallic strip he made, something we now all use, to even out temperatures, causing clocks to gain or lose.
Now all we need,
he told his son,
to work out longitude, is a clock that's fit to go to sea, untouched by weather's mood, able to cope with pitch and roll of the most intemperate sea, and keep its time when all around is dread uncertainty.
Thinking through the problem, John brought all his skills to bear, used all his precious knowledge, and proceeded with great care. He built a clock of style and grace, without the pendulum's swing, and a grasshopper escapement as neat as a butterfly's wing.
For if you know the time at home and you know it's noon on board, you can calculate your longitude, your position is assured, and whoever makes that perfect clock wins the longitude award.
Yes, whoever makes that perfect clock wins the longitude award.
He laboured in his workshop with a view over Barton Lane and used the chimney and the stars to keep his readings plain. He made the most amazing clock, no pendulum, just springs, an innovative work of art, a timepiece fit for kings. The Admiralty, they sent it off with Harrison as guard. He was seasick all the way to Lisbon, the journeying was hard. But H1, as we now call it, behaved quite splendidly, and proved its worth to Captain Wills near the Lizard's foamy sea.
But though the Board of Longitude was impressed by Harrison's skill, he thought he could improve his clock, could make it better still.
So Harrison said goodbye to Barrow and moved to London town, where he could plough his furrow with other experts around. He made his clock we call H3, the one that made him frown. But he made friends and he became a man of some renown. John Harrison wasn't satisfied. He always had new ideas. Sometimes he'd be elated, sometimes near to tears.
Luckily, the Board of Longitude addressed financial fears. Whatever he said about them, they kept him from arrears. Long years went by as Harrison tried to make his ideas real. He realized for time and tide he'd need a different deal. While working on his curious clock, he started on something new. To solve the problem with a watch was his considered view.
Many years were going by, but his brain it never paused. The watch was made regardless of the time and trouble caused. The watch went to the West Indies. Indeed, it went there twice. It proved itself a winner, its accuracy precise. The board, they gave him half the prize, but Harrison was cross. He'd met all their conditions, but the board, they were the boss.
The watch was good, they quite agreed.
But was it overrated?
And more important, they went on.
Could it be replicated? The arguments went back and forth, and a replica was made, as well as yet another watch, just as the board had said. In the meantime, they approached His Majesty the King. For George III was curious. Their case was interesting. George listened to their case with care. He felt that they'd been slighted. He took their part and he declared,
"By God, I'll see you righted."
So with such pressure brought to bear, the board could not resist. Parliament voted John the Cash. At last the prize was his. As years went by, the watch design, taken up and simplified, was the base of each chronometer by the navigator's side.
Precisely placing longitude, uniting time and tide, made Harrison's name a famous one that now is known worldwide. And sailors all around the world, as they safe approach the docks, have reason to thank John Harrison and his remarkable clocks.
And sailors all around the world, as they safe approach the docks, have reason to thank John Harrison and his remarkable clocks.